You're tuned to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. If you want to get a reality TV look inside of a Central Coast police department, Friday and Saturday night could be your chance. Cable channel A&E's documentary series Live PD will air its season 3 premiere from Salinas this weekend. Unlike other police reality TV shows, Live PD offers a real-time view of a night of police operations, and the Salinas Police Department is the first California agency to appear on the show. Live PD has broadcast live from 30 rural and urban areas across the country.
It's Live PD.
These include multiple Florida, Louisiana, and Texas cities, and viewers are asked to interact live on social media. The show promotes itself as offering a transparent look inside police operations across the country in light of the growing debate over policing in America. Something Salinas Police Department spokesperson Miguel Cabrera says Salinas PD strives for as well.
Of being completely transparent with our community as far as what a police officer here in the city does.
Cabrera says Salinas Police Chief Adele Freze agreed to the visit from Live PD in an effort to build stronger partnerships with the community, and that the Salinas Police Department did not get paid by the show to be featured.
There's no monetary rewards at all for us. You know, it's just a way of sharing what Salinas PD does as an agency on a daily basis.
According to FBI data reviewed by the Center for Juvenile and Criminal Justice, crime in Salinas dropped in 2017, but the city's homicide rate remains one of the highest in California. Cabrera says Salinas police officers can deal with a range of calls in Salinas on a weekend night.
You know, you could go from serious violent call to police chase to just something that is, you know, very low-key and normal, a loud music call or somebody creating a disturbance.
Live PD television crews have been in Salinas for about a week, getting ready for ride-alongs with Salinas police officers. The show airs Friday and Saturday at 9 p.m. in both Eastern and Pacific time zones, so viewers on the East Coast will see the live feed, but here on the Central Coast, there will be a three-hour delay. This means viewers here can still interact online with the show, but not in real time. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.